Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese podcast. And this is The Shred for the second week of July 2022. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today, as always, by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. Guys, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Now to the news, in no particular order. Omaha, Nebraska-based Medical Solutions has acquired Durham, North Carolina-based Matchwell. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Matchwell matches, imagine that, licensed and certified staff with healthcare organizations across a variety of clinical settings. The acquisition will enable the company to expand opportunities for its clinicians. Founded in 2017, Matchwell employs 79 people, according to LinkedIn. Amsterdam-based Randstad has acquired Australian-based Finite Group. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Finite Group specializes in tech recruitment and IT consulting. The acquisition will enable Randstad to grow its market throughout Australia and New Zealand amid continued high demand for that tech talent. Founded in 2012, Finite Group employs just 7 people. Good for them. London-based Nash Squared has acquired Netherlands-based Het Flexuus. I'm just going to call them Het for the rest of the story. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Het provides outsourced recruitment services for government and public officials. Het will continue to operate as an independent brand within Nash Squared's recruitment business, Harvey Nash. Gee, sounds like a new crime-fighting duo from CBS. Anyway, founded in 2011, Het employs 18 people. Chicago-based Addison Group has acquired Tampa-based Harmony Healthcare. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Harmony Healthcare provides staffing of consultants within healthcare across the United States. Founded in 2010, Harmony employs 197 people. Salt Lake City-based Continuum has raised $12 million in a Series A round. This brings total funding to $14.9 million. Founded in 2020, the company provides a fractional executive marketplace to connect seasoned industry pros with venture capital-backed high-growth startups. Continuum will use the funds to invest in product development. They employ 712 people. Washington, D.C.-based Urban Alliance has raised $10 million in a single donation from philanthropist and Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott. This brings total funding to $11 million. Founded in 1996, the company connects young people to paid internships, workforce training, and career pathways. The company will use the funds to reach thousands more young people, primarily from communities of color, and give them access to equitable opportunities that will put them on the path to economic mobility. They employ 542 folks, so says LinkedIn. Miami-based Traba has raised $20 million in a Series A round. This brings total funding to $23.6 million. Founded in 2021, the company provides a job board designed to help entry-level workers find available shifts at fulfillment centers and event venues. Traba CEO Mike Shabbat said, quote, "We plan to geographically expand primarily to Texas and other light industrial states and grow the sales organization," end quote. Traba employs 27 folks. Guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. As always, you can learn more by hitting up recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
nails, turd nuggets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.